And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you this morning. And of course, with it being Monday at 8:10, it's time for Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in Independence. And you can get a hold of them at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. Gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, great. I'm glad you're back, Kyle. I'm glad we're seeing you instead of viewing you.
Right.
Kyle.
It feels good to be back, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here. I wanted to mention this verse in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 12. And I'm not going to quote the whole verse or read the whole verse, but it says, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always up on it, which is talking about the land or talking about us, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And so, you know, the scripture tells us that his mercies are new every day, and he is watching over us every day from the beginning of the year to the end of the year. And I'm just thankful for his help and for his guidance. Time after time, he's come to my rescue, and I'm so thankful for him today.
Absolutely. So again, that's a great way to get us started this morning. And again, Charles, it's good to see you again now back this week. And I hope you guys had a great New Year's celebrating this past weekend. And what will you guys be talking about today?
Thank you, Kyle. We had a great little break and had a great Christmas and New Year. Very, very, very grateful. So, Dad, I've been thinking about people turning 65. And in the year 2022 that we're in now, more people are turning 65 this year than have ever turned 65 in America in history.
Wow.
The baby boom generation is coming on.
Wow.
And so there's more of our listeners will be turning 65 than... than last year or the year before that.
Right.
And so there's...
Why is that a magical number, Charlie?
Well, that's when, if you've worked 40 quarters or 10 years, or if your spouse has worked 40 quarters or 10 years, you become eligible for Medicare. And what happens is you think that you all of a sudden become very popular. Your phone starts ringing, your mailbox starts filling up, all kinds of people are aware that you are turning 65, and you may feel like you have a big target on your back. And you've never turned 65 before, and so you don't know what all of this entails usually. But we just want to give you some direction. And there's different circumstances that require different things. And so we just want to look at, we don't know what your circumstance is, but we want to name the different circumstances that you can be in, and then you can sort of figure out where you're at.
Right, right. And regardless, Charles, wherever, the main thing is if people will call us and give us their situation, you know, we will try to help them to know what to do about Medicare.
That's right.
You see so many people that signed up for Part B and stayed on group insurance and paid for Part B out of their pocket for years and didn't need to.
Yeah.
It was a waste of money. And we want to help people to minimize their risk and their cost.
That's right. So let's just back up to the beginning. So if you are turning 65 and you have employer coverage with at least 10 employees, what needs to happen at that point? I've got employer coverage with more than 10 employees.
Well, it depends. It all depends, but
the price of their employer coverage and their deductibles need to be evaluated.
The price and the benefits of their employer coverage, how much they're paying out of pocket. Everybody's situation is unique, and we can compare that to what the Medicare coverages offer you. And so at that point, you can decide whether you want to go to the employer coverage or go to Medicare coverage. Now, Charlie, if they're in a health savings account and they're going to continue to work, they don't even want to sign up for Part A. They want to refuse Part A if they are approaching 65 and they're continuing to work and they're in a health insurance plan that has a health savings account, and they want to continue to contribute to that. And by the way, a health savings account is a very good thing to do, in my opinion. There's tax-free money that you can sock away into that health savings account. But if you're going to continue to do that after you turn 65, you don't want to take Part A, because if you take Part A, you can't continue to do that.
Right.
So
if you're on employer coverage, whether this is your coverage or your spouse's coverage that you have, you need to weigh out, what does it cost for me to be on my employer coverage? What's it going to cost me on Medicare? What are my benefits on my employer coverage? What are the benefits on Medicare?
Right.
So that's not an easy answer, but the bottom line is their determination needs to be made, because you do not want to be paying for Part B, which is increased to $170 and 10 cents a month this year. You do not want to be paying for Part B and on employer coverage at the same time.
Right.
That's a double layer, an unnecessary layer of coverage.
An expense.
Yes, that you just don't need. It's not beneficial to you.
Right, right.
So let's say that one of our listeners is on disability. They've been on disability for a good while. They're turning 65. What is something to
And they've been on Medicare early because of being on disability.
Right.
And so they got disability 4 or 5 years. They got Medicare 4 or 5 years ago. They have Part A and Part B Medicare. And they have an opportunity now when they arrive at 65 and they've been on Medicare for a while because of disability. They have the option, the choice, the guaranteed right to get a Medicare supplement with no health questions. So that would mean that Medicare would be primary, and you would be able to get a supplement with no health questions. And so you get the best price supplement out there with no health questions. And by the way, when we talk about Medicare supplements, we're generally talking about Plan G as the most comprehensive plan anymore. Plan G is the same whether it's with XYZ or ABC or EFD, whatever company it is. Plan G is exactly the same coverage, exactly the same benefits to you, the consumer.
That's true. So if you're on disability and you're turning 65, you have an open window.
Right.
And if you're on a supplement currently and that has risen in price and you really couldn't do anything about it, now you can.
That's true.
So you have an open window to make an evaluation there on a better or lower priced supplement possibly.
And you may be having heart trouble, you may be treating for cancer, you may be whatever the situation is. You could have extremely bad health and extreme medical expenses that you're facing. You can get a supplement that, and your out of pocket cost will be the premium and like a $233 deductible for the Part B deductible. But
there's no health questions when you turn 65. So that's important to remember. If you're on disability, you've been paying for a supplement possibly, you need to shop that around when you turn 65.
That's right.
There's a real opportunity there for some monthly savings.
That's right.
In your budget.
And by the way, you know, a lot of people have talked about Plan F and Plan F is going away. Well, that's true in some cases. But if your Part B is effective December of night before January of 20, you can still get a Plan F. It may not be cost effective, but if you really want Plan F, and if your Part B is effective prior to January of 20, and you can meet the health questions, we can get Plan F if that's what you want. And you can still shop for Plan F if that's what you want.
That's right. So we're going to go to a break, but we're going to come back and talk about maybe you have no employer coverage, your spouse doesn't have coverage, and you just need to get on Medicare. You're turning 65. We're going to talk about that, what that looks like.
All right, so let's go ahead and take that 1 minute time out, and we'll come back. We'll continue that conversation. You're listening to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in Independence and Coffeyville, right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts with Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. You can get a hold of them at 620-331-8800. That's 620-331-8800. And gentlemen, we're going to continue the conversation that we had that we left off in the first part of the program.
Thank you, Kyle. So we've been talking, Dad, about people that are turning 65 and the options that they have. And the next option is somebody that is turning 65. They have maybe they have ACA coverage.
Right.
Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, some people call it. And maybe you have a really good deal with that coverage, and you're only paying, maybe you're paying $0 or $50 a month or some low number like that. And it's easy to think, well, I just want to stay on this ACA coverage.
I'd like to stay right here in eighth grade all my life.
Right, right. And not go on to Medicare. Well, the reason that your ACA coverage item only costs $50 or even less is because that you have a subsidy.
Right.
You have a subsidy. That's not the true cost. The true cost is closer to $1,200 or $1,300 a month. And so you're getting a subsidy every month to pay that ACA premium. And so once you turn 65 and become eligible for Medicare, that subsidy goes away.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. And when you see the bill for that, that's a real hit.
Get your nitroglycerin out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so here comes Medicare, Part A and Part B. And you can choose not to take Part B if you want. But if you don't, you're really going to be missing out on some really affordable coverage that's really good coverage. You don't want to skip Part B. I've hardly ever seen anybody skip Part B.
But, Charlie, we don't want to leave out somebody that has real low income.
That's right.
And because if they have real low income and they might qualify to get their Part B paid for.
That's right. Sometimes that $170 a month can be look like, hey, I can't afford that.
Well, it might look like 20% of your income.
Yeah.
And that, if that's the case, that's a big deal. And especially if you don't have resources that amount to anything. And so if that's the case, a lot of times we can help you get that Part B paid for.
That's right. That's true. That's true. So
our goal, Charlie, is to help people qualify for benefits that they're entitled to. That's our goal, and our agents are trained to help people realize those benefits, and that's what we want to get across, is we want to help people get the benefits that they're entitled to.
That's right. You've worked for them. A lot of stuff's been held out of your paycheck in many cases, and we want to make sure that you have the best experience possible.
Right.
And so you're turning 65, and you know that you need to go on Medicare. Now, this next part is a variable that when you're working with the government, things aren't, you're definitely not in control. We're not in control of what happens. Many times, if somebody's already receiving Social Security benefits, they'll receive their Medicare card in the mail automatically. It just shows up if they're receiving Social Security benefits. Other times I've seen it not show up in the mail, and we call Social Security or Medicare and say, what's going on? They said, well, they never applied. And so I've seen it both ways, where they automatically are enrolled in Medicare A and B. And I've also seen it where they're not automatically enrolled. So we can't predict exactly what's going to happen when you turn 65. But what I have found is if you are 65 and not on Social Security benefits, generally you are not enrolled automatically in Medicare.
And we can help with that.
That's right.
We can help with that. We don't charge anything for that, but we can help a person enroll in Part A and Part B and get it started.
And it becomes effective on the first day of the month that you turn 65.
Now, Charlie, there's an exception to that rule. If your birthday is on the first of the month,
right,
January the 1st, your Medicare is effective December the 1st.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So if you're one of the lucky ones born on the 1st, you get an extra month of Medicare coverage.
Right, right.
And so...
Right. But I don't know why that is, but that's the way it is.
It is. If you're born after after the 1st, it becomes effective that month.
Right.
Some people say, well, the birthday is the 23rd. When do I start my Medicare? Well, it's the 1st of the month.
1st of the month that you turn 65, except for...
If you're born on the 1st.
Right.
Yeah. And so... Whether your Medicare is started automatically or that whether you have to start it, whatever the case is, you go get on Medicare A and B. And at that point, you have some options.
Now,
and
A, you think of it as building or hospital.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, we throw these terms around without even really talking about them. So Medicare Part A covers the room and board. I hold up A like a, you know, like the...
Hospital.
Yeah, like a building. And covers the room and board. It covers hospice. And then Part B covers everything that goes on inside the hospital. From doctor visits, labs, MRIs, things like that.
And outpatient.
Outpatient. And so you need both of them. They're not meant to be one or the other. They work together.
Right.
So, right.
And that does not include outpatient prescription drug coverage.
That's
a separate separate component that if we get your prescriptions and know the pharmacy you want to use, et cetera, we can help you pick a strong prescription drug plan that'll fit your situation.
That's right. So the bottom line is turning 65... It's made a little bit scary because of all the advertising and all the targeting that you're going to feel and that you're going to experience. You may need to do nothing and just stay on your employer or your spouse's employer coverage. Unless you're participating in an HSA or a health savings account, you need to get Part A. Part A costs zero.
As long as you've worked
40 quarters.
40 quarters, which is like 10 years.
That's right.
Right.
And then Part B is 170/10.
Now, Charlie, but there's high income earners that may pay two or three times that for Part B.
That's true.
And we have to take that into account when we look at the coverage cost versus group coverage versus Medicare. Depends on the Part B. Most people's going to be $170.
That's right.
And 10 cents. But there's some high earners out there that are going to pay two and three times that much for their Part B coverage.
That's true. That's true.
And they're also going to pay more for their Part D coverage if that's the case.
That's
true. Because of a thing called Irma.
That's right. IRRMA, I think.
Do you have an Aunt Irma?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're going to pay more. So bottom line is, if you're turning 65 and you're wondering where to turn, there is a lot to know, but... We can guide you and help you with those decisions and help you feel good about your coverage and make sure you're not paying extra for coverage just make sure you're on the best plan.
Right, right, right. So, Charlie, where can they find us at?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. Our Coffeyville office, 802 West 8th. The phone number there is 620-236-6930. And if you're turning 65, another question might be, when do I call?
Now.
Yeah, now.
Now.
if you're turning 65 in the next 3 months, it's a good idea to go ahead and get it scheduled to get it talked about.
Well, some people even want to talk about it a year ahead of time, just so they kind of get it in their mind what's going on.
That's true.
And we're happy to talk to people that we're happy.
That's true.
Call us. Set a time, and we'll sit down and talk to you.
Very good.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and we will see you guys again on Friday. Same bat time, same bat channel. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we're just going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.